outside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, good afternoon, welcome, my friends. Yes, it's January the 21st, Monday. Oh, what a Monday it's been. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. For those of you that have spoken to me over these many years, whenever you've called me up, I've always said to you that you will never find a day when you're going to call me up and I will tell you that it's not a good day to buy gold. Well, this weekend, I violated that principle. A lot of people called up on Saturday and Sunday and today, and I discouraged them from buying gold. Well, there's a good reason for that. As markets worldwide go into plunge mode, Australia, as we speak, is suffering its worst fall in 7 years. Australian shares resumed their rout this morning, which is this evening, with investors joining counterparts around the world to dump their holdings ahead of an expected slowdown in global growth. Now, if you remember, Mr. Paulson, a smart guy, he's got a couple $100 million in the bank, kept on telling us that we shouldn't worry about the slowdown in the U.S. because global growth was fine. As a matter of fact, George Bush yesterday said, everything's great. Current futures indicate the Dow's going to open somewhere south of 500 points. But now let me advise you on this one, because I've seen this before. It happened a week ago, where Dow futures were indicating a 200-point Dow down day. I think it was Wednesday of last week. From 2 a.m. to the opening of the Dow, somebody pumped in a huge amount of dollars that took that 200-point down day for the Dow and reversed it to where the Dow actually opened higher on the day. So I have no idea where we are going with this tomorrow. But I will be a very interested spectator. Anyway, we'll come back and give you the gold and silver prices currently trading in Asia. Strap yourself in for this one.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Minutes of the opening of the Australian stock market, it had a haircut of some $48 billion. That's the loss. The S&P ASX 200 share down 210 points, equal to $48 billion loss. In Asian trading right now, the Nikkei is down 203 points. Just the other day, it was at 15,000, now at 13,122. Oil is getting a haircut as well, off $2 at $88.56 a barrel, based on, obviously, if we've got a slower global economy, less demand for oil. But gold markets, currently trading in Asia, off $21 at $861.80, to give you context. Gold in New York on Friday closed up $2.50 at $881.20. Silver off 57 cents at $15.52. Platinum off $14 at $1,530. And palladium off $4 at $359. We've got a caller, and I'm not sure if the man's name is Nicholas Sweden or if this is Nicholas from Sweden. And if that's the case, we'll take his call because he's calling long distance. Hey, Nicholas.
Hello. Yeah. Hi. Yes, I'm Niklas from Sweden.
Okay.
First of all, my name isn't Niklas. I'm originally from Iran, but I use this name on radio show. Anyway, I've been listening to RBN and your show a couple of months as I sit on Mr. Herzog. Absolutely great and amazing information you put out there. Sadly, general public are way too blind and way too brainwashed to see this. Here in Sweden, the prices are all going up. For example, meat has gone up 40%, I think, since summer. But the media keeps pumping out there is no inflation. You always been talking about gold, and I did not quite believe you. But then I started reading up on it, on the facts you put out, and I finally jumped on the train. I went to the bank, a couple of weeks ago, took all my savings out and bought gold. You should have seen the look at the bankers' faces when I took all my money out. I will never forget that panic in their faces. This has been the best choice I ever did in my life regarding economic issues. And I call because I would like to urge those listeners who still have not bought some gold to protect themselves. Do it now. It is still not too late, I believe.
Look, there's going to be a golden opportunity, excuse the pun, sometime this week.
Yeah.
Because obviously what we are seeing, this decline in gold right now, I mean, we are dealing with a worldwide liquidity crisis right now. And whenever you have such large downdrafts in the market, a lot of people have stocks on margin. Do you understand what that means?
Yes.
So because of this large downdraft in the market, all these people that have stocks on margin are going to receive margin calls tomorrow morning. In other words, they have to either come up with more money to hold their position, or they will get liquidated at some point in time. And their losses could actually even be greater than their current losses are. So initially what you will see is, in order to raise capital, you will have a tendency to see your most liquid assets suffer an initial loss, because that's the only area where they can get the capital to make those margin calls, which in large part is most probably why you're seeing gold down $21 as we speak. Now, how much further could it fall? Well, there's no question gold could retest the $800 level. But I don't have a crystal ball, and I cannot predict that. What's going to happen in the next 12 hours is going to be very telling. And we'll see just how good the plunge protection team is. This is their big test.
Yes, I think it could drop a bit, but I'm sure it will go up a lot more off. The thing is, the sheepers, I call them that, have not yet gold in their sight. They keep consuming things they don't need, like there is no tomorrow. I believe since the brainwashed people are still sleeping, it is still not too late to buy some gold. I know the price go up and down, it's normal, but in the long run, I still think it will go up a lot more.
And $2,000 gold is probably going to be achieved far sooner than most people anticipate.
Absolutely. I'm from Iran, and I know for a fact, when I was a kid there, people bought gold because then it's not a stable country. And those who did not buy gold, they lost everything, and I mean everything. And many just laughed at the people who bought gold, and those who protected their assets in gold, they are lucky now. That's for sure.
You'll find that Europeans, unlike Americans, are much more familiar with gold's role, because doesn't matter what European country you've lived in over the past 40 years, many of them have suffered currency collapses.
Yeah.
And so they are well aware of what happens with rising inflation, and they have a better and a more astute understanding of the role that gold plays in order to protect you from, obviously, what we're about to face.
Yes, and I think to those who haven't done this, I know even if you don't have much cash, buy anyway, in my opinion. You don't have to buy everything you got, but buy a little. I know it's hard, but I think it's important before you will lose everything, all your purchasing power. I see prices go up a lot. I mean, the salaries go up, but doesn't matter. Inflation eats it. People don't see that. They think, wow, my salary is up. I'm richer now. Now I can consume more. But they don't see the meat price go up 40%. And And only one last thing. In buying gold, I only regret one thing, that I was a bit worried and did not trust and listen to you much, much sooner. What I mean is I should have done this much sooner, but I believe it's still not too late to do it for those who have not yet done it.
Well, congratulations and thanks for your support.
Thank you for taking my call. I'll hang up and keep listening.
Okay. Thank you, my friend. During the course of that conversation, the Nikkei has plunged an additional 200 points currently, or 480 points. The Johannesburg Stock Exchange likewise has plunged 144 points. But now this is interesting. The U.S. dollar has gained an enormous amount of strength. Now, some most probably will speculate that it is a flight to quality. Believe that one or not, but that's what they will say. U.S. dollar index is sitting at 77.06, but in the last 5 minutes, it has weakened by 4 basis points. I don't know what this portends, but we'll keep an eye on it. As we mentioned, the Australian markets taking a severe haircut, and it is obviously going to be followed by another bad day in Europe. And as I indicated earlier, the Dow futures are indicating a 500-point down day. But also, we'll see how good the plunge protection team is really going to be. Earlier today, I mean, you had a rout. Japan was down yesterday 4%. France and Germany were down 7%. China, Great Britain down 5%. 42 or 43 stock markets dropped with the exception of Sri Lanka, which apparently communications with the outside world have been cut off, or so we can assume. And so no matter what happens, no matter what happens in the next few hours, it's gonna be an interesting day. I have absolutely no idea. I have no crystal ball as to how the market is gonna behave when New York opens. But it's going to be ugly, and it is systematic of stuff that we've been talking about for a long time. It is systematic in many of things. We have lost our moral compass, whether you want to accept that or not. It's a reality. We feign that we still have some semblance of morality, but we don't. The financial markets are just merely reflecting us as a society, because we obviously have bought into the concept of instant gratification, of the concept of perpetual prosperity. And the unfortunate thing is Wall Street has been the perpetrator of this lack of morality, and I think the reason why they do it is because they look at Washington, D.C., and they see no morality in Washington, D.C., so why should they have any morality? And now we're going to pay a huge price for that. We'll be back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 14.
426 Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Why are we here? What's life all about? Is God really real? Or is there some doubt? Well, tonight we're going to sort it all out. For tonight, it's the meaning of life. What's the point of all these hoax? Is it the chicken and the egg diet? Are we just yokes? Or perhaps we're just one of God's little jokes? We're something of meaning of life. Is life just a game where we make up the rules while we're searching for something to say?
Welcome to Immersion. Well, it's not something to laugh about, but it's serious. Yes, a lot of people asking what's the meaning of life. Nikkei now down 527 points. I mean, it's lost since we've been on the air. It's lost 300 points. And we've been on the air for 24 minutes. Gold recovering a little bit, and I think in large part because the U.S. dollar is weakening. Now, why would the U.S. dollar be weakening? Considering it gained so much strength overnight as a safe haven flight, I can only assume that someone is thinking that, well, the president tried to save the economy last week by coming out and announcing a $800 rebate, call it what you will, which didn't, it sank like a lead balloon. Nobody believes that that is going to solve anything anytime soon. As a matter of fact, most of the analysts who looked at the $800, because you see, the Bush plan was, well, we give people $800, they'll go out and spend it, and that'll revive the economy, and everything will be great. But most analysts think that the $800, and this is only for people who have paid taxes. If you don't pay taxes, you don't get the $800. It's only for people who pay the taxes. But as I said, most analysts think that probably what's going to happen is people who get the $800, they're going to use it to pay off their credit card debt and not go out to Walmart and spend money, which ultimately sends money to China, which is a whole other thing. It doesn't make any sense. Nothing makes any sense anymore. I have no better pulse on this than you do at this point in time. This is unprecedented. I mean, this is, you are witnessing, look, at least take this, you're watching history unfold before your very eyes. Economists will be writing about this for decades to come. This, I mean, you can't even make comparisons with the tulip mania or any of the other manias that we've gone through. Because all those other manias that we have gone through have all been kind of isolated within whatever countries that they originated from. This is a global equity crisis, obviously spurned by the lack of morality from those on Washington, in Washington, D.C., who were given their marching orders from those movers and shakers who thought that this was a great idea to increase that American dream of home ownership. I still haven't figured out who was the guy that came up with the plan. Well, in order to increase home ownership, what we should do is eliminate the requirements that puts burdens on people who would like to buy a house, but they just don't make enough money. So let's just eliminate that money thing and let them buy the house. No money down. That'll be fine. Recently divorced, bankrupt, one-legged, illiterate. Come on down. We'll put you in the American dream. And you can get a taste of what it's like. And now we end up with this mess that we have on our hands. And unfortunately with this mess, it is like dominoes. Because it's unraveling all the scams that have gone on before. I mean, everything's unraveling. I mean, we haven't even scratched the surface of the subprime debacle, if you can believe that one as we speak. But now we are sitting with auto loan crises coming up. We've got credit card crises coming up. And these, in the, of themselves, dwarf the subprime debacle. Now, I don't want to get you too wiggy out there so people are running around thinking about jumping off buildings, which, by the way, happened this weekend in New York City. A subprime mortgage banker jumped. He went home, shot his wife, and then went to the bridge and jumped off it. You'll be hearing a lot more stories about mortgage brokers jumping off tall buildings. It's an unfortunate thing, but it is a fact. We got Clarence from Oklahoma. Hey, Clarence.
How's it going, Robbie?
Can't complain, brother.
Yeah, you know me. I did some business with you recently here, and you've more than helpful during that. I'm going to tell you, you said it exactly, and I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to speak from a person that's out here, and I'll make this quick, we're coming up on break. If they, and I'm, you know, I file income tax, and I'm retired from the Federal Civil Service, I call it the beast nowadays,
yeah.
And I'll tell you what I'll do with that $800. I'm going to pay down my bank. My line of credit at the bank.
Sure.
And they think they're going to get a big deal out of that.
Yeah, it ain't going to spur the economy. That's why, I mean, in large part, it was what we've seen here take place in the world financial markets, a repudiation of George Bush.
Absolutely. And they'll buy stuff at Walmart, too.
Sure, of
we'll
course.
Talk about that later after the break.
Thanks, Clarence.
All right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Monday. It's going to be an interesting show tomorrow on the National Intel Report with Bob Chapman. George Bush, according to a close friend, says, and this is a quote directly from the Führer, "We've come through some pretty rough times, but things are going great now." In a London paper called The Herald, they have a story that appeared yesterday, which kind of sums up why we are where we are. It says, "Wars in Afghanistan and Iraq have pushed the U.S. armed forces to the limit. Many soldiers have scarcely seen their families in recent years, but a much larger American army, the one that spent the century shopping, is even more overextended, and its pain is now coming home to roost. Nobody ever made money exhorting people to save, but U.S. banks and financial institutions have spent huge amounts in recent years telling people debt is good, savings are dumb. Let's not forget the movie Wall Street, where greed is good. Their ads to the effect that good daughters go into debt to take their mothers on vacation, as Elizabeth Warren, a Harvard law professor, put it, paid off handsomely as consumers went on a debt-financed shopping spree. Consumption has driven the U.S. economy. The only problem is consumers ran out of money years ago, even as they did not run out of credit cards. But here we are, with the rainy day our grandparents always droned on about appearing in the form of a deluge and no savings stashed for it. And President George Bush, the debt spender par excellence, conjuring up a $150 billion stimulus package that evokes the injection of steroids into a prone athlete wrecked by a marathon. This shot in the arm, as Bush put it, may dampen a little pain, but this patient will be in intensive care for a long time. As Stephen Roach, the chairman of Morgan Stanley Asia, said, the very low U.S. savings rate and related huge balance of payments deficit to attract funds from overseas are not sustainable things. The adjustment is likely to be long and painful. Think of it as getting the sacrifice of U.S. soldiers and the obliviousness of U.S. shoppers a little more in sync. The non-relation between expensive wars and exempt non-warriors, a mirage Bush has foisted, has now become completely and utterly unsustainable. Roach estimated U.S. net national savings at a tiny, paltry 1.4% of national income and household debt at 133% of personal disposable income. That last figure means middle-class families are tapping into home equity, borrowing against their homes to buy their kids' socks. And if they can't pay the resulting never-sleeping debt, they lose not a room or two, but they lose the house. Headlines in recent weeks have focused on the international investors from Japan to Kuwait riding to the rescue of such American symbols as Citigroup and Merrill Lynch. The Asian financial crisis of the 1990s has gone into reverse. This turnabout has provided eloquent evidence of the Asian-tilted power shift of the past decade and of the way countries from Korea to Singapore have built up dollar war chests as the United States has plunged into debt. Beneath the staggering U.S. corporate losses, over $100 billion since the credit crisis began, lie the individuals suckered into taking on debts they won't be able to pay, whatever Bush hands back in tax rebates. As my colleague Floyd Norris has written of ballooning and now plunging property prices, the only way prices got so high was that people who could not afford to buy those homes were given mortgages they could not hope to repay unless home prices kept on rising. The staggering number of these mortgages were either interest-only or so-called negative amortization contracts that left the principal owed either unreduced or mounting after monthly payments. The medium American family is going to what looks like a recession, owing more than 100% of its income, Warren said. No wonder Citigroup just set aside $4.1 billion to cover possible defaults on home equity loans, credit cards, and auto loans, shoes that have yet to drop. A weak dollar, outside personal debt, a massive current account deficit, cash-strapped banks, and Asian governments purchasing U.S. Treasury bonds to finance the national debt are not signs of American strength, nor are they necessary signs of American decline, because inherent U.S. vitality remains enormous. But as Ben Steele, an economist at the Council on Foreign Relations, suggested, we could be seeing a secular shift in confidence in the dollar as a store of value as the impression grows that the United States, to some degree, is losing control of its destiny. I expect the United States to bounce back, but I don't expect that to happen anytime soon. So there you have it. And wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall at the Davos Economic Summit, which begins tomorrow in Davos, Switzerland? Wonder what these whiz kids are going to be talking about. Probably it's a collection of these whiz kids that thought up this wonderful idea in the first place. But this is, once again, it's as I said, one of the interesting things, it's funny, you know, we were way ahead of the curve on this one, but we said, look, long before we get into the nitty-gritty of this presidential campaign, every single one of these wannabe presidents is going to be talking about the financial crisis that we are facing. They won't be talking about Islamo-fascist terrorism and what we've got to do to be safe, because people will not be paying attention to whether or not a couple of guys in Iran have the ability to lob a nuke in America's direction. I mean, that whole build-up to Bush's Middle East tour was systematic of what we are dealing with. It was a scam of epic proportions, and how to pull the wool over people's eyes in order to appease the nation state of Israel. You know, over the weekend I was thinking to myself, you know how to solve the Middle East crisis? Because we might as well do it. We might as well declare America null and void, put the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence behind a big glass door somewhere, and change the name of America to Israel. Yeah, look, it's a thought. And you could get everybody to move here, and you could solve the Middle East crisis, and America would become Israel, which it is already. But let's not get into that one. Especially on Martin Luther King Day. I prefer to celebrate Robert E. Lee's birthday today than Martin Luther King Day. Now, there was a man who had virtue, had honesty, had integrity. And the thing that drives me nuts, and this segues into this financial collapse we are going to be facing, is because nobody wants to deal with the facts. Nobody wants to deal with the truth. Nobody wants to deal with the reality of the real world. And Martin Luther King is a symbol of that. It is more a case of white guilt than anything else. The whole concept of the Civil War, it's amazing how many people still will make the argument today that the Civil War was about freeing the slaves. And it had nothing to do with freeing the slaves. The Yankees, the Northerners, had no intention of freeing slaves. As a matter of fact, I think it was only a couple of weeks ago that New Jersey became the first northern state to apologize for slavery. Now think about that. How many other states have apologized for slavery? Well, they're kind of all in the South. No northern states outside of New Jersey has ever apologized for slavery. What the Civil War was about was states' rights. And because of this white guilt that was initiated because of slavery, we end up with the civil rights legislation, which has done more to divide black and white America than anything else. I submit to you that outside of all the pictures that we see of the dogs and all that kind of stuff, I would say that race relations would be much further along today in America had there not been, obviously, that hue and cry and obviously the association with white guilt. It is not to say that one people is more superior than the others, although that is unfortunately a reality. All we've got to do is look at what's going on in Africa as we speak. Africa is a basket case. They are still blaming their failures currently in Africa on colonial rule decades ago. Now, there's no question colonial rule has its warts and all, and I've gone over those on many occasions. But when you look at what's going on in South Africa today, this was a first world country. Prior to handing over power to Nelson Mandela, based and caused by white guilt and world pressure, that we needed to hand over power to Nelson Mandela and the ANC. Well, I can tell you, for all the years that I lived in Southern Africa, I cannot remember the lights being shut off on a regular basis. The infrastructure, as many people said prior to handing power over to Nelson Mandela, that they didn't have the wherewithal or the knowledge to keep a first world infrastructure in place. And currently in South Africa, the roads are in a terrible situation, and now the infrastructure is collapsing, where they have rolling blackouts. And the rolling blackouts are causing all kinds of problems, because you can imagine we are dealing with a whole bunch of crime problems that are erupting over there. So it's this whole Martin Luther King days. It's sad. And anyway, let's go to the phones. We've got John in Florida. Hey, John.
Martin Luther King had a dream. He wanted to be a watermelon salesman, but instead they made him a test subject for Remington.
Well, yeah. Well, look, I've got into that King thing. You know that they recently came out and said the ballistics, the FBI kept this quiet, the ballistics from James Earl Ray's rifle did not match the bullet that killed King.
I believe that. I definitely believe that.
You know, so someone, look, you know, this is not to disparage. I mean, I understand King's very known phrase, let's judge men by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. But that was a throwaway line. I wish it was true, but it's not, because we don't judge people by the content of their character any longer. We judge them by the color of their skin. And obviously also because we are afflicted with white guilt. But having said all that, unfortunately, just like Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King was severely influenced by and more than likely funded by radical communist elements within the United States, just as Nelson Mandela was, and more than likely got aid and comfort from stooges from the Soviet Union.
Hello?
Yeah, you there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was just listening to your talk. It is a sad thing that happened to him, because, you know, he had the right idea, but at least, you know, for peace. But, you know, I just hope that, and then Bobby Kennedy, the same thing. He wanted to pull us out of Vietnam, you know.
I mean, he was an advocate for a peaceful transition. I don't think, you know, as a matter of fact, you know, just like Kennedy. I mean, if Kennedy was alive today, he'd more than likely be a conservative. And I'm sure if Martin Luther King were alive today, he would be very disappointed with obviously black America.
Mm-hmm.
I think because they had an opportunity to do it right, but they went on the victim mentality. And this most probably was influenced by Israel. Because Israel's very good at the victim mentality. I mean, that's basically what it is. We're supposed to give a pass to everything Israel does because of the Holocaust. And I suppose we're supposed to do the same for blacks. We're supposed to forgive all the blacks for everything they do today because of slavery. But then you see cities where blacks are in control, where they have an opportunity to prove themselves. And they've been abject failures. I mean, just look at, I can run off a whole list of cities for you. Detroit, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, South Central Los Angeles. Nobody, there hasn't been a black leader that instills any confidence, and it's most probably in large part the reason why a lot of people are enamored by Barack Obama. And ask me why. He hasn't said anything outside of small little cliches. His economic principles are Keynesian in their makeup. And so it's just one of those things.
Robbie, you anyway, mentioned the other day, you mentioned about a silver special.
Hold on. We got a break, and I'll pick you up on the other side.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo.
Look, you know, there's someone actually living on a desert island somewhere where he's walking in the sand, the white sand, and squeaking beneath his feet, and there's blue water. He has absolutely no idea that financial Armageddon is just around the corner. The Nikkei in Japan currently down 651 points. 12,674. Surprise, surprise, someone's buying the dollar. I wonder who that could be. U.S. dollar index now up 9 basis points at 77.19, which means gold's getting hammered, now off almost $26 at 857.30. Silver off 66 cents at 15.48. John, you still there?
Yes, I am. Last week, you mentioned something about some kind of a silver deal, I guess with our tax refund, and I don't remember hearing the rest of that.
I've got no recollection of that one.
I thought it was on Tuesday. I thought it was when you were on with Bob Chapman.
Yeah, no, Tuesday. Well, you know, unfortunately, what happens sometimes is there's rerun of shows. Because I know this has happened once before, where we had a silver special, and it was from a show that we did in November. I to be perfectly honest with you, I've got no idea what we're going to have for the Bob Chapman special tomorrow. We may not even have a Bob Chapman special tomorrow. Just depends on how the markets go. Just prepare yourself. We're going to see some interesting stuff. And as I said before, this is a good test for the plunge protection team. Let's see how good these guys really are. Anything could happen tomorrow. I mean, you could get Ben Bernanke coming out and announcing a 100 basis point cut in interest rates, which would obviously send the dollar into a tailspin and cause gold to reverse direction. But as I said, one of the things that people, especially in gold and especially because of ETFs and silver for that matter, these are the most liquid assets in the planet. People who need to raise cash and raise cash fast, if they are sitting on ETFs, silver or gold, they're going to sell them. If people are holding mining shares, are going to get hammered. And unfortunately, when mining shares get hammered, obviously it also affects gold prices. But this is a broad-based sell-off. I mean, there's nothing that is immune from what we're about to witness in the next 24 hours. Everything's going to get hammered, and hammered hard. And it's one of those things. It's like, you know, shouting fire in a theater. Everybody rushes for the exits. Only so many people get out of those exits. The rest, unfortunately, are left to burn. I hate to use that analogy, but that's what's basically going to happen. The smart money's got out of this market already. It's just the suckers that are left, and they aren't going to get out in any way, shape, or form. And I will have no doubts in my mind that trading curbs will be instituted within the first 3 minutes of trading if current patterns continue the way they are as I see them.
Robbie.
Real quick, my friend, we're out of time.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, John. Well, nobody said we wouldn't be living in interesting times today. Well, strap yourself in, my friends. Tomorrow is going to be up to you. I strongly suggest you need a national detail report with Bob Chapman. That's going to be an interesting show. Till then, see you bye.